Welcome to the Arcology Podcast's newest patrons-only actual play podcast, Ghouls in Las Vegas, using Shatter and Anarchy rules. Your GM for this evening is Carlton, featuring Domino, played by Nick, Hazelnut, played by Courtney, though you may know her as Vox, Mikey, played by Cliff, or Mr. Johnson if you prefer, that's me, Jesus, played by Ken, Vincent, played by RJ Thomas, and we welcome a new voice to our little band of miscreants, Heaven, played by Ava Rogers. Thank you so much for listening and for your support of the Arcology Podcast.
So, last session was we were preparing to go into Best Spot to steal stuff that we wanted to fix up our tunnel hideaway. Hazelnut stayed back to be on watch. She takes a look around, then while everybody's gone, she takes a knife and cuts Boulder's throat. Just as she's stepping away, blood dripping from the knife, you heard a... someone knocking on the window of the van. Hey, somebody in there? Hey, what are you doing? Well, Mikey freaks out and runs. Jesus
The cops showed up. That's why I freaked out and ran.
Okay, the cops showed up. Then Mikey freaked out and ran. Jesus tries to follow him but gets seen by the cops. The cops roll over and start harassing Jesus. And Jesus decided, man, I'm not going to take any grief off this guy. This is my dinner. And he attacked him. And so there was a fight with the cops. The guy pestering the window of the van. I'm not sure what happened to him.
He eventually got bored and left. Probably a healthy decision for him.
Okay. After the fight, Mikey comes back and says, hey, this cop has cyber eyes. And he removed his head to preserve the integrity of the cyber eyes so we could go to a street doc and have the cyber eyes removed from the head and placed into Mikey.
Mikey, all about preservation.
Preservation, yes. Conserving resources. Reuse. And we lit the cop car on fire to cover up any kind of evidence. As we were talking to the Doc Winters, who did the surgery on Mikey, he gave us a job about breaking into a basement lab in a research building. There's more security on the basement level where the lab is as opposed to the rest of the building, but it's at a college campus, so there's campus police, there's roving drones, the lab has cameras in the hallways, there's a security officer named Reginald on site, and a possible target name of Mary Hart. She's a new head of research, and she has purchased a new home in the Flamingo Heights gated community. The end.
That was awful.
Good job.
A+.
I just want to say the only reason I ran away is because my negative quality happens to be phobia of the police, so...
Hey, you came back.
Normally
it's all good.
The team, but, that crosses a certain line.
I'm sorry, it looks like I ran away in terror. I ran away in terror.
But I came back.
It's just that I was really afraid, okay? That's why I ran away in terror. It was the fear. And yeah, I just love the idea, like, yeah, we lit the police car on fire to cover up the evidence of our murder of the police officers. Just so you know, it doesn't look as like much like a ghoul attack. Guess,
what, you wanna light a fucking bonfire to let them know you committed a crime? Well, oh, okay.
we're new with that.
Nice and subtle there.
Yeah, so Mikey's got cyber eyes now. I can see. I think we also kind of raised and discussed our concerns about why are we working for this crazy person who has us bring people that he sucks something out of their brain somehow. And then, you know, that kills them and so we eat them. I guess that partially explains why we do it. All right. Well, Carlton, you want to start us off here?
Well, you know, you were hired to go into the basement lab and grab the researcher there, Professor Hart. But I don't know if you've done a whole lot of legwork about it, other than knowing that the building you're going into is the Bigelow Building on campus.
Yeah, and I have some familiarity with the campus, but not so much that part of it.
Which is harder to get into, a gated community or the basement of the building?
Mikey just kind of shrugs.
Is there sewer access to both? How can we find that out?
He's kind of staring at you, and then, like, doesn't respond.
Okay, then.
Huh? What? Sorry, these visuals are really distracting.
I mean, they gotta have sewers, right? Like, both places.
Right.
Like, he sort of turns and looks over at Heaven and just sort of resumes staring now at her.
What?
Doesn't seem to respond. It's like he doesn't realize you're talking to him.
What? She snaps her fingers in front of his face.
Oh, just, what?
You're staring. It's creepy.
Sorry, new eyes. And it's, you look different. I mean, than before, I can see all the astral stuff, too. And now the other stuff with all the high-definition detail. That's a gesture to my eyes.
Looks like someone painted outside the lines, doesn't it?
You know, that's not a bad analogy.
I know it's not a bad analogy.
Sorry, you just... You look so interesting.
I know.
I try not to stare now, but... Kind of, like, turning towards as if, like, when there's, like, a TV on in the room, it's hard not to glance over at it, no matter what else is going on if the TV's on.
So where can we get a map of the sewers? Where do they keep that kind of stuff?
On the interwebs.
Oh.
Now Mikey is staring at Jesus.
Hey, don't look at me like that, man.
Look the other way. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Dude. Stop looking at me.
Ah, sorry. I just...
You look at me like you're checking me out, man. You go check out Heaven some more. Check her out. Don't check me out.
No, it's not like that at all. It's... Never mind. I'm just going to close my eyes for a while to shut it out, and then I realize I can still see all the astral around me and kind of shake my head a bit. It's a lot to take in. Oh, I thought I would just see normally again, but this is something else.
What has been normal this past week?
It's been a week?
The
weather's been a little sunnier than normal, hasn't it?
Yeah. Has it?
Never mind.
Okay, maps. Like, campus maps, those are easy, right? They broadcast them out to the masses so they can take tours and get people to come to their university.
No, maps of the sewers. Maps of the sewers.
Oh, maps of the sewers? I don't know. Where would they keep...
That's going to be our best friend now. You know, travel there, get up underneath wherever we need to go, and pow!
You know, these aren't technically sewers, right? It's more like an aqueduct system.
What?
We're not in sewers. This isn't where, like, people flush their toilets and the poop goes down. We don't actually live in sewers.
What do you call this down here, then?
Underground tunnels? Like I said, it's more like an aqueduct system. It's for the floodwaters that come in the rainy season.
Aqueducts are stories up off the ground, and they're all in freaking Rome.
What? Okay, maybe that's not the right term, then. But neither is sewer, okay? I just, like, look around. Is there any poop?
Rolls off the tongue better.
Besides that?
Than underground tunnel.
Ah, fine. It's just, I think sewers of an icky thing, and these are kind of our home. Now.
Did you say icky?
Icky, right? That's a word, isn't it? What's so funny about that?
Mikey, how old are you?
22?
Jesus.
I think.
Icky.
So where do we find underground? They're not going to have those maps along with all the campus stuff in the little folder they give you at orientation. Are they?
I sort of look over at Jesus and say, you know, I'm not staring at you now. I'm, like, looking at you meaningfully because you're the computer guy who stole a cyber deck and can do things with it. This is kind of your area of expertise here.
You can do things
with it? Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Can't you get us a map or something?
Well, let me see what I can do. Do we have matrix access where we're at currently?
Sure.
So I roll my logic plus my hacking and add in my extra stuffs. Data jack, cyber deck, all that cool stuff.
Sure thing. That sounds about right. Actually, yeah. Hacking's just kind of the general overall computer thing for anarchy, isn't it?
Yep. Except for cyber combat stuff. No, it is cyber combat too. Never mind. It's that too. Yeah, there's other stuff like you might use tracking to, like, find a person on the matrix and track down their persona. You might use electronics, but that would be specifically when dealing with hardware. But yeah, just the computer skill seems to be hacking.
Two hits.
Yeah, with two hits, you're able to get a general overview of the tunnel runoff or the water runoff management system.
See, water runoff management system. That's what it's called. All right, sorry. Well, I guess I did, but I will stop interrupting now.
And it looks like, yes, the management system is hooked in with the UNLV campus, but the gated community that the professor lives in, it does not have any major connections to it. It may have, you know, connections through with its own, you know, storm drain system, but it's not marked on the map you've got.
Oh, yeah, that does make sense. There are those guys who invited me to, like, LERP or LEP in the tunnels. I forget, it was some sort of nerdy thing. I mean, nerdier than the stuff that I'm into.
Lurk?
Lurk, maybe that was it. No.
Leech?
No.
LERP. LARP. It's a combination of lurking and playing.
Maybe that was it. They would dress up in, like, medieval costumes or something and pretend they were tunnels in a dungeon, but... Yeah, it does make sense now. It does. Yeah, I don't know where those are, though. You got the map, though, right?
Yeah, man. Here's the map right here. I'll show everybody the map. I will send it all to your comlinks, assuming everybody's got a comlink.
I do.
I don't really have a way of seeing the map. I need to look into CyberEyes, probably.
One of the doctors can hook you up. Show them in, I guess, is more appropriate.
They're taking some getting used to, but so far, I think I recommend them.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be seeing Doc Winters, though.
He seemed to do all right by me.
I trust him about as far as I can throw him.
Fair enough, but he wasn't squeamish about how I acquired them, I guess.
That's part of the problem.
Oh, speaking of which, I did bring back some of the scraps if anyone's still hungry. Mostly head stuff.
Me.
Oh.
Yeah, most of the brain is still left. I nibbled on it earlier, but...
I love brain.
Kind of full.
Gimme.
I gesture over to the mini-fridge that we've recently installed that's running on the system that we patched into the electronics here, so...
I'm all over that.
Yeah, the place isn't reinforced very much yet, but we've got some basic amenities up and running now, at least. All right, well, so we know we can get to the campus through the tunnels... The water management runoff system, not a sewer.
Yeah, there's a really big, big parking area near the. Looks like it's the sports stadium. It's got a big parking area, and apparently that's got a large connection into the water system.
Okay, well let's pull up the public campus map then. How close is that to that? Oh, hey, you can borrow these, and I. Mikey takes out his comlink and pops off a little trode package and passes it to you. Got an image link in these things now, I guess it's called.
Sure.
It's not as good as having them properly wired in, but you can at least see what's on the comlink's camera or display.
Alright.
It's about 600 meters as the crow flies from the Rod Lee Bigelow Health Sciences building. To the parking lot of the Thomas and Mack Center.
600 meters, huh? That's a lot of ground to cover. Being what we are, I'd look over at Heaven. Any suggestions on how to work around that?
I don't exactly do subtle.
Look over at Jesus. Do you think you can... Sorry, go.
Can we just come up to the tunnels? If nobody's around, we just sneak over there?
Yeah, we could sneak to there, but the tunnels connect to the parking lot here, and I tap a thing in AR that shows up on the map. But we need to get here, and I tap another icon that shows our target location, the science building, and then sneak into the basement, nab the dock, and then get her back out, and make it all the way back to here, and then I tap the first icon. That's 600 meters of ground on campus.
Yeah, so you wear, like, student clothing, and you put on a little cap, and you keep your head down, huh? Come on, man, it's not that hard to figure it out.
What about the home?
Don't act like a ghoul, act like a student, and you fit in.
How do you act? Never mind. What were you saying, Heaven?
What about the home?
It's not anywhere near the water management runoff system. It's a gated community, It seems even potentially more dangerous than hitting the campus, honestly. But that's just my opinion. I think gated communities to me means money, and that means, like, more serious cops. The campus police, we can probably, you know, laugh at and run away. The kind of cops that are going to be, like, nearby with a watch station on a gated community, maybe not so much. I don't know. I'm new at this.
Just saying, I don't exactly look like a student.
None of us do anymore. Kind of hold up my hands with, they've got these big-ass claws that I lose myself in sort of staring at them for a while.
Yeah, but, like, you might actually be, I mean, I guess I could maybe pass as, like, a jock, but, like, fuck, I never went to school. Just, yeah. I don't know.
At this point, Mikey's sort of slack-jawed now, sort of slowly moving his fingers around in front of his face.
Mikey.
Huh? What? Oh, yeah, I was listening. Sure. What'd you say?
So, 600 meters. How busy is that area of the school?
It depends on the time of day. Nighttime, not so much. I mean, there'll be people wandering around here and there in small groups. It's not going to be completely abandoned, but, I don't know. I think if we can keep our distance and act casual, maybe Jesus has a point. We just put our hoodies up and walk on through. No one should bother us. I guess the other side of it then, like, what about after we grab the person who is not going willingly with us back to the water management runoff system entrance?
Sewer. Just say sewer.
Run fast if somebody spots us.
Nah, we need some way to smuggle her out. Maybe, like, an AV card or something?
Duffel bag.
Yeah, both of those. Any of those. Yeah. Shopping cart? Whatever.
I guess we'll improvise when we get there. I shrug.
I mean, I got a duffel bag.
Okay. I guess, is it a big enough duffel bag for a person? I'd never put a person in a duffel, not a whole one at least.
If you fold it, I mean, if bend the, how big is this woman? Like, human? Elf?
I'd look over at Jesus.
When is she gonna be there anyway? Yeah. Like, we don't want to go there when she'll be there.
We could make her fit in there.
Yeah, I mean, a person can fit in a duffel bag.
Alright, good enough. I guess we could pull up her, I think she's, we looked up her schedule and whatnot, and she's, she doesn't actually actively teach a lot of classes, but there's a good chance she's going to be on site most, or a lot of the time, but yeah, good point, we don't want to make sure that she's actually there when we're on. How do we do that? I don't know how you do something like that. Is there, like, YouTube videos on how to be a criminal? Because I could use a crash course. I guess I'm getting one, huh? On the job training?
Sure.
Well, Jesus, do you think you can, fix the cameras and open the locks for us?
Of course I can! That's what I do!
Alright, good. And, Heaven, you got the duffel bag?
Yep.
We got the tunnel plan. It's the tunnels lead to the parking lot area, so what, we just walk casual over there, walk on back? Doesn't seem like a very thorough plan. Courtney, just to fill you in, because I need to step away there. Jesus did some research, found some maps, and the water management resource systems tunnels lead to the campus area as well, but not the gated community. Open up the tunnels that we use.
Are we going to the campus or are we going to the gated community? One is her workplace, one is her house.
Right.
Campus.
I guess we're talking about going to the campus. We haven't really thoroughly explored the possibility of going after the gated community much, other than Mikey said he's nervous because they probably have better cops there.
Plus, the sewers don't go in that far.
That, too. We have our main way of getting around town does not lead there. And that's more or less the other thing I was going to get to. On campus, the tunnels attach to a parking garage area, basically, and that's 600 meters from the science building we need to kidnap the person from.
I can't even see how we're going to get inside the building, personally, so.
Well, we talked to Jesus, and he seems confident that he can take care of locks and cameras and things. I think our plan so far is to walk casually across campus with our hoods up.
Act like we belong.
And I'll be right back. Alright, so I guess we're planning on going to the campus then and try to nab her when we're pretty sure she's going to be there, hopefully at night.
Okay. If we can find a night, she'll be there. Like, she's got to keep, like, office hours at some point, right? That's a thing, yeah?
I don't know, she's probably busy doing her research in Direct 2.
I mean, gotta have some sort of a schedule.
They're working directly with some of the more promising doctoral candidates as they develop their theses, I suppose. A lot of that's going to happen in the evenings, I think. There's a lot of burning the midnight oil when it comes to campus activities.
Sure.
So you guys are just heading on over to the stadium then? Ready to pop out in your hoodies and hoping to blend in casually with the student population? What time of day are you heading over to do this? Daytime? Early evening? Late evening? Early morning?
I think early evening is going to be our best chance.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Maybe our first trip to the campus, we just kind of scope things out, move around a little bit, get an idea of the area, scout things, and...
And figure out how well we actually blend in.
Yeah, we could do a little shopping, so to speak.
Do we need jerseys or sweatshirts with the school logo?
Not necessarily. Not everybody wears that crap. Just, I don't know, cheap stuff with our hoodies up and everything should more or less blend in, I think, except that we're, like, creepy and have claws in Drek.
Does anybody have a disguise skill?
Nope. No, but I do have Jack of all trades, so I will do my best to help everyone disguise themselves as a non-ghoul college student.
I have intimidation.
So, is that based off charisma or something else?
Charisma for disguise.
Oh, wonderful.
I specifically took Bruiser for my intimidation. It links intimidation to strength instead.
Alright, I've got one hit on my two dice, reroll one for disguise. Put your hands in your pockets, maybe, so they don't see the claws. There's my one hit.
Genius.
Keep the hood up, you know, so they don't see your skin in your face. Try not to talk to anybody you don't have to. Man, I wish Domino were here. He's better at the disguise stuff. Jesus, is there anything you can do to verify that Hart will be working in her lab when we get there, or find out if she's there, or do we need to get close for that?
See.
There was two questions there.
Yes, there was.
That are kind of mutually exclusive, aren't they?
And I give you one answer, so you take that answer and apply it to either question. Whatever one you want to do.
Alright, well...
Don't make me hurt you.
Let's get in the neighborhood at least. Hazelnut, you with us?
Yeah.
Alright, you guys arrive in the neighborhood. You're in the big... echoing chamber underneath the stadium's parking parking lot. Not really a structure. It's Las Vegas. They don't need to build up. They build out. And the exit to the surface above is obviously well lit with the security lighting for the parking lot. Even down here with your cyber eyes, you can see pretty well just from the reflected light coming down. It sounds relatively quiet up there. Other than the usual sounds of the city, you don't hear, crowds of people or anything like that. So it looks like you've lucked out. There isn't any kind of game going on tonight, pulling in crowds of people. So you clamber up to the surface, using your sharpened claws as climbing hooks to pull yourselves up out of the dark tunnels and onto the surface, ducking your heads down with hoods over them and putting your sharp clawed hands into your sweatshirt pockets. You begin slouching towards the Bigelow building.
Yeah, thinking I'm doing this not long after dusk. If we can. Just looking around and, like, feeling an overwhelming sense of nostalgia for my old life.
All right. The parking lot is relatively deserted at the moment. The guard shack at the entrance where they'd normally charge a fee and, check to make sure that only people who are actually going to the stadium come in and park here is deserted. But you can hear the sounds of folks in the campus around you. It's nighttime on a college campus, early evening. It sounds like the students are out and about and celebrating the end of their school day.
Stick to the shadows and try to make it over to the Bigelow building.
Yeah, you're an ant in the middle of a plate here in the parking structure. I mean, parking lot. I keep saying structure. You got that in my head.
Sidewalk.
Yeah, they're...
Big security lights up above, you know, lighting up the whole area, and not much in the way of privacy or shadows here. If you're planning on dragging somebody back in a sack and are trying to sneak your way back, it will be pretty obvious when you get to this point if anybody is following you.
Okay.
Maybe we should stick to the sidewalks, Courtney, what's your character? Oh yeah, maybe we should stick to the sidewalks, like Hazelnut suggests. Just act like we belong here. Hands in your pocket. Look at the ground in front of you. Don't talk to anybody. They probably won't bug you. I don't know. This is a bad idea.
Okay. All right, let's try it.
Sounds good to me.
I guess we'll start walking out of the parking garage and heading towards the science building.
As we go, can I, I don't even know if this would be a thing, but I'm thinking about maybe using my survival skill to try to get an idea of, like, the slope of the land and see where the nearest storm water runoff might be. Hopefully closer.
You just exited through one.
I'm looking for something more, I guess, try to get the idea of something that would be, it doesn't even have to be, well, never mind. I don't know. Forget it.
All right, you head north, and there's a... It's actually pretty noisy and busy up here. It's looks like a student housing here, a number of apartments, and let's see. Yeah, Mikey, you remember this set of apartments, you know, seeing them here. This is where a lot of the jocks live. It's, you know, adjacent to the stadium, makes it real easy for them to get to a lot of the, you know, more physically intensive aspects of their educational experience. But looks like this evening they've got some kind of party going on here. There's a crowd of people out front. Looks like some of them are waiting to get inside. Some are smoking various substances. And there's not that many vehicles parked around here. Looks like most of the folks have arrived on foot. But there's definitely a big crowd of people here. Slouching along the sidewalk, you guys don't attract a whole lot of attention. But there's definitely, you know, people out and about and doing things here. You know, if you were trying to, you know, push a shopping cart with an unconscious person in it past here, there's a very good chance that somebody would notice.
How much farther is it? I think we're good so far, but there's so many people around.
Quit All looking right, so nervous.
Yeah, you keep walking, you know, along the sidewalks, past parking lots that are pretty much deserted this time of night. You begin getting into an area with more university buildings, and then you reach a section of the campus that you know is the North Mall, Mike. It's a long strip of green space through the campus, and those of you without cyber eyes can see that it is a chunk of life and wholesomeness within the grayish plasticrete structures of the campus. Pardon me. And you can see, there's one person that stands out here, mainly because they are the only person hanging out in this area. That's, you know, Mikey, you can see that there's less security lighting here. It's more of a dark and a little bit foreboding this time of night. But there's one person who is, they look like they're maybe hunting for something. They're looking back and forth. And those of you using your astral sight as opposed to focusing through cyber eyes can see that they're following kind of eddies or swirls in the astral background of the area. And as you watch, they stop and pick something up off of the ground, and the background shifts just a little bit as they do that. They pocket whatever was on the ground and keep keep walking.
What? That person looks different.
Squirrely.
They're glowing a bit brighter than normal metahumans do. More like you do, the brightness that you as ghouls have about you.
They ain't normal, that's for sure.
Is it one of us? I guess Mikey sort of takes a couple of steps to kind of raise a hand in greeting to the person. He seems about to step out and reveal himself to them.
Yeah, we'll grab Mikey, pull him back.
What?
Nah, don't jeopardize the mission.
Looks like another ghoul, though.
Then let that ghoul be his own ghoul. Us ghouls got something to do. Let's go do it.
Or he's just, what, like, magic?
I don't know. I don't want to see.
What if it's just a human that's a mage and he sees you as a ghoul because he's astrally sighting and he says, oh shit, there's a ghoul, and raises the alarm?
Then maybe we need to keep a close eye on them, huh? And Mikey kind of creeps up near a tree that is kind of momentarily distracted by its vibrance and both visual and astral sense, and kind of creeps up next to it and tries to get a good look at this person.
All right, give me your perception check. Which, what is that? A pair of stats here?
Yeah, logic and will, I think.
Yep, I've got 3 hits.
And if you're trying to do this sneakily, why don't you give me a sneaking roll as well?
All right, 3 hits on perceiving and 2 hits on sneaking.
And I rolled 6 dice for the person, since they're a little bit distracted and not really, looking for you in particular, and they got 5 hits. So as you're watching and inspecting the person, you can see that they've stopped and they pick up, looks like a bottle cap maybe on the ground, and they are inspecting it in the astral, and you kind of switch between your cyber eyes and your astral sight to kind of try to see what they're looking at, and you can see there's a little bit more brightness to the bottle cap than you would normally expect from a piece of, well, artificial garbage on the ground. And as you're looking at it and they're looking at it, they look up and your eyes meet across the distance.
I'll hold up a hand, forgetting for a moment that it's got big, long claws on it.
I'm going to try to hide.
Jesus, God in heaven, Mikey.
Hiding.
It's meant to be a friendly gesture, but who knows how it will be taken.
Heaven's just waiting for the reaction. Her instinct is not to hide.
I got 7 hits on 14 dice for stuff.
Yeah, the person, he freezes, staring at you, waiting, takes a slow step backwards. Then another step backwards.
Hi. Are you like me? You look different. That's Mikey's attempt at social interaction. Sorry, what does he say?
You can talk?
What am I, a fragging dog? Apparently you can too. Sorry, I don't mean to disturb you. It's just, what are you doing? A gesture towards the ground that he was picking stuff up from.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize this was your hunting ground.
And sort of getting a good look at him now. Yeah, more. Oh, you're not like me at all, are you?
And he takes another step back.
I told you, Mikey.
Just out here collecting materials, but if they're yours, I can leave them here. And he takes the bottle cap out of his, looks at it in his hand and just kind of tosses it off to the side and away from him. Maybe like it'll distract you away from him. And he takes another step back.
What?
Jesus, God in heaven, he really thinks we are dogs.
What? Mine? No, I'm just passing through. I've already eaten.
Good to hear. And another step.
Okay, then. Nice to meet you. Have a good night.
Yeah, we better get this done tonight. He's gonna tell somebody.
And I start backing away as well into the shadows.
And as soon as he loses sight of you, you can hear the sound of quick footsteps. It sounds like he's retreating quickly from the perfectly friendly and, I'm sure, not dangerous at all ghoul he just ran into in the dark.
Well, he didn't get eaten.
So that was awkward.
And we now have a ticking clock.
What do you mean?
He's gonna tell somebody.
I suppose.
You know, that he just ran into a ghoul.
Do you think he's running for security?
Probably. So we need to get this done now or leave, and we should probably get this done now.
Fortunately, the building you're looking for is just across the street to the north.
Right, so look over. Is that the place?
You're the one with the real eyes.
Well, right. That looks like it might be the place, I say with a question mark to my, to my statement.
You have the map, right? Like,
I gesture towards Jesus.
He's AFK, I think.
Oh, yeah, I see Bio BRB. Didn't use his away button. So I thought he was here.
Yeah, the building is an interesting design. It's basically looks like three separate buildings that are connected, that are, you know, one on top of each other. Two of them, normal rectangular buildings, and then the third is another rectangular building, but offset at an angle. So it, and then it has three silo-like towers up the sides of it, east, west, and south side, that are probably stairways of some sort, or maybe some kind of weird research building design. It's half a dozen stories tall, and according to your research, has at least one basement level.
Well, Jesus, how do we get in?
We could try the front door, see if it's locked.
There's a door in the back corner that's covered in trees, says Hazelnut's voice from the dark.
I like that idea better.
Or we could try the back door.
All right, let's do our skulking then, and start moving towards that area. Just, again, hands in your pockets, try to look like you're going to class, I guess.
Yeah, hands in your pockets until you wave at the nearest mage.
Is that what that was?
I think so. Probably.
Did he cast a spell or something?
I don't know, he was following, like, she kind of, like, just gestures, like, vaguely in the direction of where the guy was. He was following, it's not wind something that I don't know. Fuck if I know. But he saw something that I don't think normal people see.
I think you're right.
So, like, magic bullshit. Anyway.
Alright. I think the door's right up here.
Yep, it's a campus security door. It looks like it would be a regular entrance for students. Anybody with an active university badge should be able to access the door.
So, do you think, if they were a mage, though, why didn't they cast a spell? Why were they... They seemed afraid.
Shit mage.
What's a shit mage? A shit...
There you go.
I was thinking more literally, I suppose.
Jesus. That's a new tradition.
I don't want to see their indirect combat spells.
Right.
The fling poo.
Silent but deadly.
Their variation of the spell hemorrhage is especially bad.
Jesus. Oh god.
Sorry, Dad. That's a spirit power.
Oh, can I hack the door? I want to hack the door so we can get in and hack the cameras in the hallways.
Sure thing. Give me two separate hacking rolls as you attempt to override the two pieces of infrastructure.
You're putting the text in the wrong thing.
Son!
You can copy and paste it, though, so that's the good news.
Yeah, Exploding Dice hasn't lived on TeamSpeak in years.
What the hell?
Oh, man, I hope you have edge for that. to blow the alarm on getting inside the building.
How does edge work for this?
Click the exclamation point, reroll failures. You can also pre-edge to make four successes.
There you go.
That's much better.
Okay. Interesting thing with Anarchy is you can do both on the same test. Spend a point to pre-edge. It doesn't add extra dice, but fours are hits. And then you can still spend a point to re-roll afterwards. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Cool.
For Anarchy rolls in here, you'd use an E instead of an exclamation point for edge, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Yeah.
So I got five hits and five hits. And can I raise an attribute with all my lovely karmas?
It costs double the next level, you know, incrementally. So charisma from 2 to 3 would cost 6, and 3 to 4 would cost 8 more.
Yeah. I need to raise my edge, probably.
My die rolling is on fire tonight. I rolled 8 dice twice and got 4 hits both times.
Oh, boy.
So 5 hits on the hacking is a very good thing.
Yeah.
Yep, and the door buzzes and allows you to open it up and enter into the brightly lit sterile hallway of the Bigelow building. I guess technically one of the Bigelow buildings. It's a popular name on campus, but I'm just going to keep calling it that. I'm sure anybody who actually goes to UNLV is quite pissed off at me for not using whatever the actual local names are.
Man, I really hope we don't need this. I reach into this, like, kind of crummy backpack I've been carrying. It's like a middle schooler's type backpack. Reach it that I haven't really had along with much the other times. And say, Vinny said I might need this, but who knows. And I unzip it and pull out this, well, to those of you who can only see astrally, it's like a menacing blob of technology. It has the sense of killing to it.
Is that a gun?
Yep.
Since when do you carry a gun?
I've been going through a lot of lifestyle changes recently as I rack back the slide in it. Like I said, I hope we don't need it, but whoa. And I sort of stare off into space for a moment. So that's
Mikey.
So that's a smart link system.
Mikey, focus.
Right,
okay,
focus.
I got the cameras. Go. I've been way out here in the shadow, and I got... Yeah, go.
Maybe, Hazelnut, you think you could go first? I think you're the stealthiest of all of us. Just make sure we don't bump into anybody.
Or should I go with you?
Yeah. Yeah, you two go first. I'll be ready with the gun if anything serious happens.
And Mikey, you're looking at stuff on the AR with your fancy new cyber eyes and whatnot as you're admiring the targeting system for your smart gun. And as you wave the gun around, you suddenly catch a surprising image, a picture of Dr. Winters.
What? Where? Oh, are you calling me? I say to the air in front of me.
No, it's a static picture. It's a wanted poster.
What? And I sort of reach out. My hand passes through the air in front of me like I'm trying to grab something. Oh, come on! And, like, try a couple gestures and finally get the thing right and start to kind of move it. I pull it up and do the little pinching gesture to make it zoom in my field of vision so I can read what it says.
Yeah, it's, Louis Daniels, a former university employee. He's wanted for theft of corporate materials and kidnapping.
Ah, I guess Doc Winters has a reputation. And I go and read off. I go and read off the wanted poster information.
That sounds about right.
Why am I not surprised?
We already knew that.
Yeah, we kind of know about the kidnapping part. I guess I shouldn't find that funny. I kind of shake my head a bit and close the image. I guess Doc Winters is a wanted man. His last name is Daniels, for real, I guess. If he ever gives us any shit, we can threaten to turn him in, I suppose.
That can only go well.
Right. Like this, and I kind of hold up the gun. last resort, you know?
You should probably put that away on campus like this.
I kind of tuck it underneath my jacket, but I still have it in my hand.
I've heard the light poles can smell them.
Yeah, but we're away from the light poles. We're going to the building now. And, you got all the cameras taken care of right there, Jesus?
That's what I said, man. You're standing here playing with your gun and waving it around in front of everybody and looking at posters. Let's get down to this, huh?
You know, I was going to object to that, but I think you were accurate on all points there. Let me just point out that I'm supposed to be in the rear here, so...
Moving on.
I kind of gesture forward and kind of nod at Hazelnut.
Okay. I guess I'll lead the way, stealthily.
I guess Heaven will be second. I don't know. Whatever.
Whoever's taking the lead, I believe that is Hazelnut.
Definitely Hazelnut.
Give me a perception test to see if you spot any dangers before you walk right up on top of them. Unless you have another skill that might be useful for this sort of thing.
I don't think so. Oh, fun.
Well, there's always stealth, but, you know. You know what?
Okay.
The glitch does not apply. That only happens when there's a glitch die, which we haven't been doing lately. We should probably start throwing those around. I'm actually going to spend a plot point. Wait, do we get 3 plot points at the beginning of the session?
4, I think.
4? I'm going to spend one of my 4 plot points to have Hazelnut roll the glitch die.
You can't do that when we're doing this DM style.
Oh, we can't?
No, you can only use them for yourself. Except okay, the GM. Sure. How do I use post edge on this again? Do I hit an
exclamation point?
Okay. A whopping 3 hits.
All right, with 3 hits, you hear a buzzing noise from up ahead. It sounds like something mechanical running, probably a drone of some kind. You're not sure what kind of drone it might be, but whatever it is, it's probably not covered by the Matrix Overwatch that you have blocking out the cameras in the building right now.
I want to find a spot to hopefully duck out of the main hallway that we're in. Whisper back, drone's coming.
You go to open one of the classroom doors, and it's locked. You can do you have any kind of ability to pick locks or anything like that?
I don't think so. I don't know what that would be under.
If it's a mag lock, it'd be electronics.
No, nope.
For a mechanical lock, there's not a specific skill. I could see maybe stealth covering it, but I don't see anything that specifically does. Maybe escape.
Yeah, it would
artist.
Be an electronic lock.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Oh. Does 7 strength count?
Hey, the door's open.
Say,
Jesus!
Yep.
Hey, man, the door is open. Just open it.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
Jesus gets 6 hits to hack the door.
All right, you guys duck into the classroom and the. And Mikey, you can see as you guys enter that the lights click on and light up in response to your entering the room. And you're in a looks like a laboratory room of some kind. There are a number of black countertops with sinks and stools next to them. Looks like this room would be used for teaching some sort of scientific lab work.
Right. Take a
number
quick
of shelves and locked cabinets on the walls around, and you assume they're locked. They're closed, at least.
I'm just going to try to remain still so the drone doesn't detect me as it goes by. Sorry, I need to interrupt there. Were you still describing it?
I'm sure. Are you jump-ducking into the classroom as well with everyone else?
Oh, yes. I'd assume that we all are. If we're not, I'm pulling anyone who seems reluctant or sluggish in with me.
Someone should turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights.
Yeah, no problem. You can turn off the lights. I'm not going to make you roll for that.
So, where's the nearest basement entrance, Jesus? We can't go running around up here all night.
Look at the map. Can we tell where the closest basement access point is?
Is there, like, one of those fire escape routes posted on the wall somewhere? At, like, an AR that says, here's the map of the building, here's the nearest exit, get the fuck out?
The stairwells are, because they looked pretty obvious from the outside of the building. There were those 3 tower-type silos that looked a whole lot like they probably contained stairways.
For the record, while they're worrying about the map, I'd like to keep an ear out for the drone.
Yeah, the drone is humming and buzzing as it maneuvers down the hallway. You can see its hulking mechanical presence there on the astral as it slowly cruises past you. It's relatively quiet, moving on the wheels or treads or whatever it has, but it's making a kind of a slurping, buzzing noise as it moves past.
Probably cleaning the damn floors. I can see it in the astral. I thought the doors were shut.
Oh, you got me. You totally didn't see it at all.
Damn!
So you have no idea what it looks like on the astral.
Okay, fair enough.
Though you guess it's probably some sort of amorphous, grayish technological blob.
Yeah, basically got just have my ear pressed to the doors. Wait for it to go past.
Yep, it cruises past you, and eventually the coast is clear, and you guys move out again and find the stairwell, head down into the basement level that you believe the professor is likely working on. And as you you head down the hallway towards the where you believe her lab is likely to be, you see at a doorway a number of dying plants, dying or dead plants scattered there. And Mikey, you can see on the physical realm that there are flowers here piled up, as well as a number of looks like cards and such attached to the walls, some partially deflated balloons, and a sign that says, you know, "We miss you, Dr. Winters." And there's a picture of an old gray-haired human guy.
I look over at Hazelnut, who can also see that. We just have this confused look on our face. She's got cyber eyes, too, I think.
Yeah.
Jesus, do you?
Do I what?
Have cyber eyes.
No, but I got trodes on a cell phone.
So does this old guy... That's not the same guy, right?
I'd zoom into the picture. Is it? Is it the Doc Winters?
Well, he's not an orc.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's like an orc or a troll, isn't he?
So what, did he kill the guy and take his identity? Or name,
I guess.
Or? Well, I thought his name was Daniels.
Right, yeah, good point. So there was a
real
Doc Winters.
One.
And then Doc Daniels did something to Doc Winters, and that's why our Doc Winters, which is actually Daniels, is in the tunnels, living like a ghoul.
So it's Doc Daniels that has the warrant, right?
Yeah, Doc Winters is probably not around anymore. Maybe the first kidnapping, or maybe one of the more prominent ones. I don't really understand what's going on here. Should we take something and bring it back for Doc Winters? I'll snap a photo.
I mean, like, isn't that the reason why we're here? When you boil it down.
Mikey shrugs. I'm just living... I don't know, not even day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute in some cases. Speaking of which, is this where we need to go? This doesn't seem like
it's a star.
Yeah, there's a nondescript door here. It's closed. You assume it's probably locked. The other doors in this building seem to be locked this time of night. You can hear with your enhanced ghoul senses the sounds of, it sounds like probably multiple people. And smells of cheese?
What?
I don't think I like it here anymore.
There's people
not,
up ahead.
Not good cheese, like football stadium nacho cheese.
Oh.
Oh.
I think maybe we'd better just go in there and take over the room, right? Is that how we do this? There's more
Depends
than one.
On
She's not by herself.
There.
What?
Depends on who's in there. What if it's four people in SWAT armor with big guns?
Why would four SWAT gun people be in...
I don't know, but they said that the basement had more security than the rest of it.
Do you think there's really SWAT guys with guns down here?
Hey, Zeus, is there a camera in there you can look through?
Well, that's a good idea.
Oh, right. See if you can find any SWAT guys on this floor, too. Or just any cops, really.
Digging through the camera footage that you're currently, you know, overwriting and editing out yourselves on. You can see that there are four people in the room. They don't appear to be wearing SWAT armor. Looks like they've got kind of grayish protective coats on, and looks like some lightweight helmets with flip down face masks. Kind of like the sort of protective gear that somebody doing maybe surgery or something like that might wear to, you know, keep random splashes from hitting them in the face. And one of them is grasping a very large rat with tongs and lowering it into, I think vat would probably be the best descriptive term. A vat of what you assume is
nacho cheese.
The rat has a very small hat on. It looks like it's wearing some sort of like a bandana on its head. And yeah, that is the UNLV Rebels logo on it.
The frag?
What? Is the chick in there?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We don't necessarily see this. I guess Jesus is picking this up on his own. So Jesus, go ahead and tell us what you see.
What the frag? I will describe that in glorious detail.
Oh, it's a hazing ritual. They've got the mascot. They're not supposed to be down here. We can scare them off.
Mascot a rat?
Why not?
I go to this school.
It's got
something
a hat
I know. On. It's probably less important detail for me, but
you're pretty sure the mascot is not a rat.
I don't think that's the mascot.
But it has a hat on. They're not supposed to be putting rats with hats into cheese. I know they're not.
I just sort of shrug. I don't know. What do we do?
I
can't tell if any of them are the doc. They're all wearing these masks.
Break in on them and tell them we've got you now.
I mean, look at this. It's an image that you shared. You said they're all wearing masks. Can you tell which one is the doc? That's a better way of phrasing it. Jesus?
Yes?
Can you tell which one is the doc? The one we're
coming
here for?
Give me a perception roll.
Be human female, about, I think it said 5 foot.
Well, power
eight.
Logic.
Three hits?
Yeah, one of the people in the protective gear matches the various biometrics that you can pull up on the doctor, the height and that sort of thing. Probably that's one of them. The other three, let's see, two other women and a man. One is a dwarf, one is human, and the other one is an orc.
So what? Break down the door and say, hey, we're borrowing the dock?
Or well, we could probably open it. Right, because you can open the door. I look to Jesus.
See?
I brought a gun. I mean, I could point it at people, and the thread that makes them all stop what they're doing.
Anything like a panic button on the wall in there or something?
You guys hear the hum of another drone coming your way.
Drek, what's that?
It's one of the drones. Let's do something, please.
All right, I guess we gotta get in there, huh? Or into another... I look around for another nearby hiding spot where you wait for the drone to pass.
There are other doors here. You could probably get Jesus to pop one open for you.
Jesus? I think we need a hidey hole, or to move forward, whichever. What do you think?
Okay, man. Let me see. Let me get one of these doors open.
Are you opening like a side one for us to hide in, or like the one to the lab we were initially thinking about going into?
A hidey hole one, like a different door opposed to the lab we're trying to get into.
All right, make your roll.
Three hits.
Looks like a better quality security on this level, but you're able to pop the lock open, and you guys quickly slide into the other room, closing the door. The lights in here pop on automatically for you.
I look around for the manual switch.
Turn them off.
Yep, and they flip back off again. The brief glimpse that you got of the room here was of... let's see, there are, rather than black laptops here, they're stainless steel. There's four of them in the room, and they all have a distinctive odor coming from them that you can tell from your enhanced ghoulish senses of cleaning solution. Somebody has gone through here and done a seriously hardcore job of cleaning. In addition to the four metal tables that you saw, there are also a number of metal doors on the walls that look, you know, it looks a whole lot like things you've seen in, you know, crime shows on TV and whatnot of morgues with the wall doors that, you know, you'd slide a corpse into. Maybe there's some food in here.
All right. I've already eaten, so Mikey's going to be just trying to stay quiet till the drone goes by.
Yeah, the drone comes rolling up... past the door that you're at, down to the end of the hallway, and then spins around and heads back. It's making different noises from the other drone that you encountered. It's not it doesn't have those slurping sounds going on. You guys huddle in the room quietly, waiting for it to leave, and shortly it hum of its rubber tires on the floor fades into the distance.
Okay, so like seriously, how are we doing this?
Mikey sort of looks from one person to the other, hoping someone's got a better suggestion than his.
I mean, pop open the door, scare the dreck out of them, grab the dock, and make it up from there.
What? How are we going to get her out of here? We can't haul her around.
Heaven hefts the duffel bag.
That's just, I guess if we knock her out and put her in there, right? But we're going to be so obvious.
Came in carrying it, why can't I leave carrying it?
It didn't have a body in it before. Never mind, it's a good plan. We'll stick to it. So we go in, I point my gun at people, you guys yell at them, we find the dock, we tie up the people, we bring the dock with us, knock her out, stuff her in a bag. Is that about the gist of it?
Yep.
Okay. We can be sure that they're not going to hit any buttons or anything when we come in and scare them, right? In the computer space.
There's a talent to scaring people. I've kind of made a living out of it.
Can you, I look over at Jesus. Can you jam any of their alarms if they try to call for help?
Good try.
Okay, we'll do this. If any of them seem to be doing something with their comlink, you tell me and I'll shoot them.
Why don't we just take all their comlinks?
Well, right, but things are going to happen fast. So,
all right, let's go before a drone makes another round.
Hazel, are you going to keep tabs on things out here and then help us snag up things, or what's your part in this?
I don't know.
I'm the gun guy. Heaven's the yelling at person, gal. Jesus is the jam the alarms dude. I think we all have a job. What are you going to be doing?
Grab their comlinks and grab their ID badges, so we could just stick an ID badge on us and the drones will ignore us, and we just walk out.
I could do that.
And I'm, all right, good. I'm ready if you're ready. I say as I hold up my submachine gun.
Yep.
All right, I guess we'll move up to the door, sneak it up there, waiting for the lock to pop green. As soon as it does, Mikey's okay. Gonna bust in and start yelling and pointing his gun around at people.
Give me your lock pop and roll.
Alrighty. Three hits on a pop a lock.
Oh, with three hits defending on 10 dice. You start fiddling with the lock, and something is different on this one. It looks like it's got a slightly higher security. The tricks that you were using to pop the others aren't working. You start grabbing some information from some online resources, looking to see if there are some other backdoors or exploits that you might be able to make use of. But at the moment, you're not able to just pop this one open.
Hey, this one's a little different. It's like more security. Give me a second.
I can pop it open.
Okay, you pop it open.
Heaven's just kind of put her shoulder to the door and force it open.
Once Mikey sees her doing that, I'll give her some assistance. I'm not sure the assistance works, if any, but let you take the lead on this.
Unarmed?
It's strength plus strength to pop a door open.
It makes sense to me.
I got six hits.
Yeah, you put your shoulder to it, and the frame splinters as the door goes flying open. You see four shocked-looking scientists staring up at you. Their auras suddenly flaring with alarm. And
Mikey steps in and points the gun at him. Just kind of point, just individual kind of waving, trying to threaten everyone at once.
You can hear the pitiful squeaking of the rat within the vat, and the beady-looking eyes of a swarm of other rats all stare out at you from little cages along the walls.
Heaven's gonna project her voice, much like I won't be doing, because I don't want to yell at you guys, and it's kind of getting late here. Nobody fucking move. You're just gonna stay where the fuck you're at, and nobody gets hurt.
The smell of nacho cheese is overwhelming.
But, intimidation, that's what I'm going for. Just intimidate them into complying. Four hits to be intimidating.
I'm not very intimidating myself, so holy fuck.
And on the 11 dice that I rolled,
just on.
Okay. Yeah, I figured 8 dice for them to resist, plus bonuses for you know having multiple of them. So I rolled 11 dice and got 6 hits.
Well, I edged for 7, so there you go.
There you go.
I mean, you got an orc ghoul popping in, yelling at you.
All eyes are on you as they, one of them takes kind of a half step backwards, propelled back by the force of your shout as another one drops the meter-long claw-like device that they were using to maneuver the rats, and it lands on the tiled floor with a clatter.
Comlink's on the table. Tables.
They quickly start digging the pockets for comlinks and start pulling them out and tossing them onto the table. One of them, works up a little bit of bravery and says, "Are you with the ALF? We treat them real well. They're swimming in cheese. They got to be happy, right?"
Heaven just kind of looks at him.
Hazelnut's going to go pluck that rat out of there.
All right, it's a big rat. It looks like one of the ones that was chewing on you guys a couple days ago.
Ooh.
It's in a big vat, swimming around in yellow, bright yellowy orange nacho cheese. There's a plexiglass cover over the top, making sure that it can't easily climb out, and it's got little smears of nacho cheese on it here and there where the rat has attempted to get up and out. But the little UNLV bandana on its head. Up close here, you can see that it's got some trodes built into it. It's probably some sort of measurement device, but it is it's got some sort of cheesophobic coating on it. It stays it itself stays pretty clean of the cheese.
Cheesophobic.
Wow. I'm gonna grab those little. Actually, you know what? I'm just gonna flip the plexiglass thing up and you know. It can crawl itself out, I think. I'll keep an eye on it.
Evan's gonna pocket their comlinks. And,
Okay.
We tying them up?
I guess. I gesture at them with my gun. Tie each other up.
They look around. There doesn't appear to be any conveniently placed manacles or piles of rope or chain here.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
Well, I guess if we can't tie them up, we'll just have to shoot them. I'd look to see if they're reacting, getting more motivated or creative about tying each other up.
We could use the,
Are there any
And they're big looking
cages
around frantically.
Yeah.
You could lock us in a closet.
Yeah. Good idea.
ID badges. Heaven's just kind of going to, like, wave her fingers for them. Hold out her hand.
Yeah, they pull them off and toss them to you.
Are any of them the person we're here for? Karen?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just going to unceremoniously club her over the head with a fist. Just as she's, like, just they're doing stuff, I'm just going to whop, knock her out.
Sure, no problem. You knock her unconscious. I'm sure there's no long-lasting physical damage to her brain at all.
Right? Yeah, Mikey doesn't think about that.
Yeah, and it's not like your Johnson wanted your, the target, awake and alert and all that.
She'll be alert by the time we get her back. I got an extra stim patch, I think. Oh, look, I do. Yeah.
The rat is clambering out of its cheesy prison.
Just a reminder, we should probably start using plot points more often. Before we go on, we should probably discuss how we can use them real quick. Just to remind everybody, because this is a little bit different than a regular anarchy. I'm trying to find the page now. Did you have the notes for those somewhere, Courtney? I seem to remember you were taking notes down on that.
Page 35, it looks.
I was just copying stuff I'd written down before. I don't know where it is in the book.
Yeah, yep, 35 goes over it.
Yeah, that's the regular ones that we're doing the,
Yeah, there's a couple differences because of the Game Master, more focused Game Master thing we're doing. Let's change around the other bag. I found it. It is on...
52.
Yes, it starts. There it is.
So you can do it to heal damage, 1 point per plot point. You need to take the hit for a nearby other person.
You can take two movements with one. You can take a free attack action on someone who just attacked you. And you can use the glitch die, but it can't apply it to other players.
Yep, just keep them in. That, a lot of the situations have come up. It's more combat-based in general, like the extra movement and revenge one. But the glitch die, if it comes up a 5 or a 6, it's really, really good. It's an exploit. But if it's a 1, it's bad. So it could be either or. So there's that.
Yeah, I still have to get used to that mechanic, personally.
I guess they'll come up more often in combat, I suppose, which we don't have too much of. All right, so I just knocked out Mary Hart as we collected her ID badge with a blow to the head from my fist.
The others will get shoved and locked in the closet.
Yep, you cram them into a closet with a number of brooms and mops and buckets and that kind of sort of thing. Some sort of utility closet.
Did Nacho Cheese Rat get out yet?
Yep, it has clambered its way free of its yellowy-orange hell.
Oh, good.
And has disappeared under a table someplace. It's got little orangey footprints. Anyway, yes.
And Mary Hart is getting shoved in the duffel bag.
Awesome.
Are you sure she's gonna fit in?
Yeah. You just gotta bend the knee. You know, fetal position.
She doesn't need her legs.
You take that up with Dog Winners when we get there.
Fine.
It kind of disgusts me that my first reaction to that was, we will later.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, or now.
Later.
It's fine. It can be later.
Okay, can you carry her by yourself?
Heavy nails on the job.
Yeah, this is nothing.
Let's get out of here.
And make sure there's no drones.
Can I let the rats out on the way out? Just, let them all out of their cages?
They might try to kill us. But I think that's a good idea.
That's why I'm on my way out.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, their beady red eyes are staring at you as you approach the cage.
I think we're on the way out, I say.
Can't we pop the cages in the Matrix instead? From behind.
Looks like these are just a simple mechanical let.
Ah.
I guess the university's research budget didn't, go all the way towards using fancy AR controlled.
So break the lock and just wait for the rats to figure it out, and they'll eventually get out of the cages.
That's a great idea.
Good rats are smart as shit.
Yes, they are.
Mikey's looking nervously, kind of cracking the door open and peeking out to see if that drone's coming back.
No sign of it out there.
It looks clear so far.
I'm going to lead the way sneaking then.
Let's go.
All right. I'll open up the door and let Hazelnut take the lead. I'll take up the rear with the MP5 handy, and I guess we have Jesus and Heaven in the middle. Heaven, are you carrying the package then?
Yep, she's got the duffel bag just kind of slung over her shoulder. It is not even a problem.
All right, give me another perception test. Whoever's in the lead, is that Hazelnut again?
Yep. Was that the correct way to pre-edge in this?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Whopping. You know what? I've got a lot of edge, and I really want to get out of here. Okay, so I'm gonna post-edge that too. Oh wait, it'll thing for it. I'll just leave it at 1, I guess.
I guess you would just roll again with a 5e.
Just use the exclamation point within the brackets.
Will the do the 4s hits on that too? It doesn't matter in this case.
All right. Total of 3 hits.
Oh no! Actually, it should be 5 hits. Oh yeah. It looks like okay. That's a bug. I'm going to need to fix that.
Oh. Well, happy to help.
Yep, there's 5 hits, though. That's what's important here. Well, yeah, that and the bug. good to find the bugs so you can burn them out with fire.
Yes. Yeah, I don't play much Anarchy, so I don't see that often. And I guess folks haven't reported it. But, oh well.
I guess not many think about pre- and post-edging the same role.
Yeah, and Anarchy's kind of a weird red-headed stepchild. Alrighty. Yeah, you don't hear anything up ahead, but you can smell the scent of that drone up ahead. You believe it's somewhere up ahead in the hallway. Not moving though.
I'm gonna stop and turn around and very quietly whisper to the group about this. Asking Jesus, is there something you can do? I don't know how you're
Like whirling motion by your head. I don't know how well that works.
Yeah, you could use some cyber combat to smack down that drone if you wanted to.
Can I reboot that drone? I don't want to necessarily smack it down. That might set off an alarm somewhere.
Can you shut off its
just make it
sensors?
Not see us.
Yeah.
Can we go around it a different way?
I think there's one hallway down here.
Yeah, it looks like it's parked itself in front of the stairwell to get back up to the surface.
Can I try and hack the drone?
Sure.
Why don't we just walk by? We got the student IDs. Put your hoodie up, walk down, and then if we need to, then I can put the smack down on it.
Just make sure there's no camera on it.
Those things have all kinds of sensors. At least that's what they say in the ads.
Yeah, but we've got the IDs.
Yeah,
it should be good.
The cameras will make us look like the people.
Can I tell if it's got a camera on it?
It probably does. I mean, it's a drone.
Can I hack the camera footage?
You can hack the drone if you'd like.
I'd like to hack the drone. am I allowed to spend some karma to increase my edge attribute?
Do you need a point of edge?
Well, I've got one point of edge and I've used it already.
Oh, you can use mine. I'm a team player.
I think typically the only thing you'd spend karma points on for advancement is suddenly having access to a new piece of gear or weapon or contact. Everything else, I think, is in between sessions. But I don't know if Carlton's got a different opinion on that. Never mind. I'm not the GM, so I should...
Yeah, I think bumping stats should be kept to between sessions.
Okay. Can I use Hazelnuts?
Yeah, she's a team player. Shepherd?
I'm a team player.
She has the team player ability.
That's how I'm useful. Before magic.
Instead of two,
and hopefully
maybe that's six hits. I like the team player aspect.
Yeah, it saved our bacon.
And the drone only gets 3 hits on its 12 dice. So, yes, you've taken control of the drone to a minor extent.
Have it park itself in the corner so it cannot face its camera toward us as we walk by.
Even so, I'm gonna pull the drawstring all the way down on my hoodie, and I'm going to clip the ID badge right over the little tiny hole on my face.
I'll tuck my I clip the ID badge on the outside of my outfit. I've actually snagged one of the lab coats from in there, kind of the grayish lab coats, and clipped a thing on there, and then I've got my hand with my MP5 tucked under the lab coat, so it's not super obvious, but anyone who glances at me would be like, oh yeah, that dude's hiding something under his jacket.
Sure thing. Yeah, the lab coat's kind of got a stiff, rubbery texture to it. It's got some, you know, chemical resistance built into it.
More like nacho cheese resistance.
Yeah.
Who knows what the hell they were experimenting on.
Did anybody taste that nacho cheese stuff?
What?
It had rat in it.
Oh, and it's not food.
Oh.
Not anymore.
I'm going to lick my
just
fingers.
Asking.
Not for us.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't actually... Never mind.
We don't need to be barfing our guts out in the middle of this.
Oh, yeah.
Moving past the drone.
All right, you guys scurry past the four of you dragging the body with your four ID badges.
Yeah, I'm not dragging nothing.
Head past the drone, and it beeps once and announces, unauthorized presence detected.
Stairwell.
I freeze.
No.
No, move. Go.
Oh, not up the stairs.
Yeah, if you didn't have the control on it, hacking it to force it in the corner, you think the drone would likely be swinging around and turning on you, Hazes.
Can I reboot it?
Before the alarm gets sent?
Sure, you could send a reboot command to it.
A reboot command. And we will scurry on past it as it...
Roll your hacking skill for me as you try to reboot it.
3 hits.
You are unsuccessful at rebooting it as it gets 3 hits as well.
Keep trying stuff as I keep it tucked in the corner as we head up the stairs.
All right.
Unauthorized matrix access detected. Unauthorized personnel detected.
Moving quickly.
I pull my gun out and then think better and like just run up the thing and just start smashing it.
What are you doing?
Mikey!
Come up the stairs!
You pistol whip the drone. Give me a clubs roll.
I'd like to use unarmed combat. Actually, I'm going to use my claws and such. I'm better with those.
Okay, sorry for the description. It sounded like you were pistol whipping it. Or I guess submachine gun whipping it.
No, I was more like describing, like, I was thinking about shooting it, and I'm like, no, that's too noisy. And I run up and it pounds on it and just start beating it. So I guess that's three hits to beat the crap out of the drone. I'll use an edge because I've got some. There we go. Four total hits.
Okay, it's locked down in the corner and not able to dodge out of your way.
If it gets no hits to dodge, then it's looking at 9 physical coming from me.
All right, 9 physical. Yeah, you beat away at its armor plating. You look like you've smashed off most of it and revealed a number of sensitive electronic panels underneath.
I'll just kind of reach in and grab them with my clawed hand and just yank some stuff out of there.
Unauthorized present.
That thing probably called the cops. We gotta run. And I look back and see everyone's already run except for me and haul ass upstairs.
Okay, as you guys reach the ground floor, the lighting in the hallway changes from the every other overhead light on of the evening lighting to a strobing red light.
Give me the IDs.
I hand her my ID and I'm switching my visual.
I chuck them all down the stairwell.
I'm going to switch my visuals over to like non-visual spectrum stuff so I'm not being distracted by the flaring. I'm about to, but then I realize my eyes are starting to compensate for them. Oh, nice. I mean, Drek, they're going to have cops coming after us.
Hopefully we're moving right now.
Yeah, you remember from your student orientation that when something like this happens, you're supposed to shelter in place as campus security clears the building.
Yeah, but whoever follows that, let's clear the building.
Campus Sec will be first, but we should be able to blow past them, but we don't have a lot of time.
Let's just go.
We're running.
Moving for the nearest exit.
Could I do an electronics roll to see how close campus security is to our location? Maybe we have a chance to make it out the back door and into the bushes?
I'm not sure electronics would be the appropriate roll for that, but yeah, you could do a regular, like, a matrix perception type roll with... Your standard, willpower and logic?
Okay.
As you look out through the AR to see if there are any matrix presences nearby?
2 hits.
Yes, with 2 hits, you can spot a pair of matrix presences approaching. Presence eye? Presences. It looks like one is coming in from the air and the other at ground level by the door you're at. There might be others at other doors to this building, but you just had a chance to check nearby.
So I'll tell them there's a guy by the back door and there's a drone up there too. I think it's a drone.
We can't slow down. Get past him.
Do we have a chance to make it out the back door before he gets in visual sight of the door?
Probably not.
Maybe we should duck into one of these side rooms by the back door exit, and when he walks by us, we can sneak out.
That's not the way it works. They're going to be expecting students to be huddling down in those while they sweep the place. That guy's going to wait and then move in with other security.
Yeah, no, we take the one guy out before the others arrive.
All right, and I guess, are we at the door yet?
Yep, you guys have arrived at the door. It's got a flashing light on it as well. It looks like it's locked itself down. You're going to need to hack it again to get out. Or just bash through it, pops and perhaps.
Yeah.
It's bashing faster.
I got 4 hits to hack the door.
That's enough.
So you say, as Heaven takes a step back, readying a kick.
Yeah, and you guys are able to fling the door open and flee out into the outside.
To the mall. To the trees.
Yep.
And I think at this point it's time for initiative.
Okay. What do we roll for initiative again? You just do it. Okay.
Yeah, I believe that's flat numbers for folks. Mm-hmm. And Jesus in the Matrix at 20.
The flying, I think it's a drone. I want to see if I can zap it.
Okay.
And I've got a specialization for computer hacking that I've been forgetting to use, so I'm going to add it in this time.
It's going to be cyber combat, I believe, to zap it.
Yeah, it's still the hacking skill, though.
Oh, okay, I thought it was a skill.
4 hits.
That's one net.
Super duper.
All right, here's your... You reach out and try to insert all sorts of nonsense gibberish code, pointers to null places and redirects in the code and forced downloads of the latest Taco Temple spam. And you do a small amount of damage to the drone.
Yep, and in Anarchy, there's no separate matrix damage that just essentially makes them vulnerable to taking physical damage from your cyber combat attacks, I think. I'm not sure what the base damage is, though. Do you have that written down?
No.
Oh, yeah, have it. It's a +2 for a skill? Nice.
Yeah.
Good to know. Nice. I'm even better with close combat than I thought when I'm unarmed.
All right. Outside, you've got the whirling and buzzing of a flying drone up above you that your Decker is attempted to zap. And there's also another security bot out here as well, a ground-based one. Those of you with cyber eyes can see that it has the friendly outfit of Officer Friendly, with the smiling robotic face on it, and the arms there for helpfully gesturing at where the class is that you're looking for, that you're lost and trying to find, or in this case, reaching out and stunning offending miscreants.
Oh, I think Heaven gets to go before it does.
Yep. Yeah, Heaven, you're going at 18. What are you doing?
Okay, there was a guy out here, right? Or is it the drone that's out here?
You don't have cyber eyes, do you?
Nope.
There are a couple of technological objects out here. Based on what your Decker said, they might be the targets. You don't see any people out here.
Oh, well.
Dang, those Deckers telling you that drones are people.
Right? So, I've got the target. I've got what we're here for. Is there one of those objects? Is one of those between me and... I guess we'll call it a rendezvous point. The trees, shrubs, whatever we were going for cover.
Let's say yes.
Then we're just gonna give it a good old, how high are these things?
One is flying, one is on the ground.
Oh, good. One's on the ground. So we're just gonna give it a, call it a flying kick on the way past. Kind of use it as a...
All right. I think I'm going to have to give you a penalty of some kind if you're holding a duffel bag with a person in it while you're attempting a flying kick.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Let's call it a -3.
Okay. Let's see. How do you do the re-rolling on the...
If you re-roll a certain number of dice within brackets, you put the number, the lowercase r, and then the number of dice you get to re-roll. So I did, by firearms is 7 dice and I reroll 1, I would do 7R1 within brackets.
Okay, makes sense. 6 hits.
Nice.
That reroll, I rerolled really well.
Yeah, nice.
And let's see, dodging is agility and willpower?
Logic. Agility and logic.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, because drones have crappy willpower. That's 4 hits for it to dodge out of the way, so with 2 net hits, you make contact, slamming into it, and I'm guessing knocking it backwards as your foot crumples in its forward-facing armor. What's the total damage you're doing?
That wouldn't be the natural weapon, that would be the standard unarmed, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're not using your claws.
Oh shoot, I don't have
strength
it written
down. By 2 rounded up. Sorry, strength divided by 2 rounded up.
Okay, that would be... 4 base.
So then 6 with your 2 net hits?
Yeah. I need cyber legs.
Alright, you've done put a big dent in the front of the thing, but it doesn't look like you've done any serious damage to the drone yet.
Can I just keep moving past it, or does that kind of stop me?
You could spend a plot point to get a get 2 movements.
That,
I believe.
Yes. That is exactly what we're going to do, because we're not stopping.
All right, yeah, the robot falls back on its back as you land on top of it and keep on running.
Yep.
And at that point, the drones can open fire. The flying one unleashes an attack on you with an assault rifle.
That's awfully harsh.
Yeah, well, you know.
Destruction of corporate property is a felony.
2 net.
Oh, wait, there it is. Yep. So that is 10 damage you're taking.
So does the immunity and my cyberlimb armor plating stack?
Yes.
It should.
Okay. So you said 11. You said 10?
Yep.
Reduces that to 8. Okay.
How much armor do you have?
12.
Oh, nice.
So that drops your armor down to a 4.
Yep. As Heaven kind of shifts to keep the bag between, or herself between the bag and the gunfire. She just kind of turns her back and takes it.
Ah! She got shot!
And then the other drone clambers up and heads to reach out and grab you from behind with its stun hand.
I can't
its
help but
officer
picture...
friendly features have flashed red and turned to a frowny face.
I can't help but picture this thing as a Fallout 4 Protectron with a little image... like video display of a friendly face, but now a menacing one.
Yep. And what the heck? Since you spent a plot point, I'll toss in a plot point here for its attack roll on you to get it a glitch die. Maybe it'll get extra lucky. Oh, no. And it misses.
Thank God.
Mikey, your turn.
All right. Mikey's freaked out considering that cops are going to be on the way and cop drones are already shooting at us. Officer Friendly freaks him out a little bit, so he's going to... I'm going to spend a double point... spend a plot point. We'll spend a plot point to double time it and haul ass. How far up is that other drone? Is it medium or far drain? Medium or far range?
The one I call it medium. Sky.
Then I will raise my MP5, and, well, since it already made some loud noises, I'll make some loud noises back and shoot some bullets at it.
All right. I guess technically near, not medium.
Well, the middle one, right?
Yeah,
near, far.
Close,
right?
Near, and far.
All right, how do I use rerolls and edge?
Oh, you should be able to just put an E at the end of it, assuming I plug.
But can you also do the E and the R at the same time?
Let's see how this works. I think it did.
Very nice.
I have 5 hits on my first shot ever to fire off my MP5 as I level it at the drone in the sky and rip off a burst of gunfire. Firing one-handed as I'm, like, running like hell.
That is 2 net hits.
All right, that's going to be 8 damage then.
That strips off the last of its armor.
That's it for me. Besides my double move with the plot point, I am done.
Oh, wait, it might be more than that. What was the base damage on your cyber deck attack, Jesus?
Beg your pardon?
What's the base damage for your cyber combat attack?
I have no idea. It's not something I ever wrote down. But willpower is 4 and logic is 6, if that helps.
Where on earth does it tell you
attack? It says to use an appropriate shadow amp to attack with, like a program or a cyber deck or something. So it doesn't actually say what it would be, though.
Yeah, so, well, even the shadow amps don't give you damage. It just says this shadow amp deals damage. Like, there's one that specifically says deals cyber combat damage, but it doesn't say how much.
I think if it hits it, it kills it.
Yeah, it does a certain amount of physical damage based on net hits and stuff, so...
Are you really sure you want one net hit for a Decker attacking you to kill you?
Well, I'm not attacking me, no. Me attacking them, yes.
I think it should probably be based on logic. Whether it's logic divided by 2 rounded up or just straight logic, I don't know. But there's nothing else that I can seem to find that says what it would be.
Yeah, let's treat it like strength for unarmed combat and call it logic divided by 2.
So
unless there's something
3.
Under the cyberdeck shadow amp, maybe.
Oh, really?
There's not.
The hammer amp gives you +2 to that number.
Yeah, but there's no number to begin with.
Yeah, like for Technomancers, a resonance spike has a defined amount of matrix damage.
We
Nothing else seems
one,
to. I don't know. I'm not sure if we should model Decker stuff after what Technomancers do, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough.
You know what? I'm going to call it damage equal to the amp level of the Cyberdeck.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that sounds fair enough.
That would be
so a Cyberdeck 1 would be 2 points because it's an amp level 2, and a Cyberdeck 4 would be 5 damage because it's an amp level 5.
I have a Cyberdeck 2.
So that'd be 3.
Plus your net hits, which were 2 in this case. So between you and I, we've done a total of 13 points of damage to this thing.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's buzzing and sparking, and little bits of it are falling off and raining down on you from the sky.
I believe it's Hazelnut's turn next.
This fight'll just bring more. We have to go.
How far away is the furthest person away from me of our team?
Two move actions.
I will spend a plot point and double time it to catch up.
Yeah, I guess you're running like hell with both I and Heaven.
I hope we're all running like hell.
Oh, Jesus is just hanging out here hacking things.
I better be hack and run on the same time.
That's what AR is for.
And let's see, then it's back up to Hazelnut, I believe. Or not Hazelnut, Jesus. Jesus, Hazelnut.
Heaven.
And Heaven.
Come on, Mikey, get with the program.
Yeah, Mikey.
At least it's not Haven.
We got to change his name to Jaime.
Jesus, what are you doing?
Apparently it's time to run, so I'm running.
Do you have any plot points left? Have you spent any plot points?
I have not spent any plot point. I will spend a plot point to run.
One thing, just to remind everybody, if I'm not sure if you were using the 1-for-1 or the 2-for-1, Carlton. I can't recall. But I did see in the book it gives the GM 2 plot points for our every 1 spent.
Yes, that is true.
Yay! Just reminding everybody.
Yay! Double the fun.
We're giving the GM lots of plot points
lots
right now.
Plot points, yes.
It should come in handy for your trip back to the sewers.
Oh,
oh good. God.
I think I'm saving my plot point for our trip back to the sewers.
I mean, you got 4.
Yeah, it'll just take a whole lot longer if you don't spend them running away here. Well, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. Alrighty. So, Jesus, what are you doing?
I'm plot point running.
Anything else?
You can do an action in addition to that, like, you know, data spike something.
Both of the drones are facing us here.
Both of those drones are still up.
Oh, I guess I'll try and zap one of the drones again. Same one I've been doing.
The flying one or the ground-based one?
Flying. 5 hits.
That's 2 net, which is what, 5 damage?
5 damage.
All right, that flying drone is on its last legs. Another good hit will probably take it down. Heaven.
Yes. She's going to continue moving away, naturally. I'm not using another block point, just normal distance away. But, trying to, I guess, break line of sight, get the fuck out of, you know, break line of sight.
Yeah, that should do it. 3 move actions should put you out of line of sight. You're lost in the trees among the mall area at this point.
Oh, good. If I can't find where I'm at, neither can they.
Well, you're not lost, but you've lost them.
Right.
Know.
Yeah. Good. That was the intent.
Assuming there isn't a trail of your friends leading them to you.
Yeah.
That's what you get for having friends.
Well, you know, they know where I'm going, so they can catch up, but I guess I've got what we came for, so...
Just run really fast and you won't even have to split the pay.
I don't know if I want what he's paying.
Are we getting paid? I don't remember any mention of payment from this.
Just might be a
why are we doing
guys?
This
Come on.
Then?
I'm assuming
we're
running
like, why are we
food?
Doing this?
Because he said please?
Because it's real hard for ghouls to watch the trid.
So we have to live it instead.
He's going to buy us a TV, guys. Come on.
Yeah, we at least get whatever's left when he's done with it.
Oh, God.
All right, it's the drone's turn, and let's see. We've got Jesus, who's relatively close still, as well as Mikey and Hazelnut, who've not yet escaped. I think Mikey is going to have a drone shooting at him, attempting to chase after him and tase him. And Jesus is going to have a drone shooting at him.
Uh-oh, Officer Friendly's trying to help me out?
Yep.
That's not very nice.
Does he say clear?
No, that's after.
Right.
He was unconscious.
How silly of me.
Yes, I know.
All right, I've got 4 hits to avoid being hugged by Officer Friendly.
You successfully avoid the unwanted drone affection.
I will now spend a plot point.
Oh my god!
To be able to take a retaliatory action, it doesn't take up my action. I'm going to, duck under and just, like, try to reach into Officer Friendly's fraggin through his AR face, deep into his, dome-like friendly fraggin, chassis, and just rip out his electronic guts. And I've got 8 total hits after using a point of edge.
All the plot points, all the edge.
That is 4 net hits.
With 4 to hits, my natural weapon claws do 9 points of damage to Officer Fraggin' Friendly.
So that's 13 damage?
No, that's 9 damage after adding my net hits. It's base 5. So I'm not sure what Heaven did to it before, because I think she kicked it. But
It is a hurting drone unit. As you you rip past its armor and grab in and start pulling out its guts, and at first you think it's drone guts you got, but then switching with your cyber eyes, you see you're actually pulling out its extension cord as its bits of it get ripped out all over the ground, flopping all about.
that was their turn. I think the other drone has something to do.
Yes, it's shooting at Jesus. Would you like to try to dodge out of the way, Jesus?
Preferably, yes. And how would I do that?
That's agility plus logic.
That's much more helpful than the snarky comment I was going to make.
Why, thank you.
Just for curiosity's sake, what were you going to say?
Something along the lines of, it's traditional to use dice.
I got 5 hits on a dodge roll.
Which is just enough, just barely dodge out of the way. It was a spray of assault rifle bullets slam into the concrete around you.
Ah, I need to run faster.
And let's see. Assuming there's no counterattack coming here, then we can move on to the next person, who is Mikey.
All right, so Mikey, is this thing destroyed or is it still up?
It's still up.
Officer Friendly is? Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to level my MP5 at it point-blank range, just unleash a bunch of bullets into the hole in the chassis that my claws made, and then bolt for a single move away.
Okay. I'm going to get you a glitch die on that, because I got all these plot points to throw around. So
okay, cool.
Give yourself a glitch, please. That's a G after your number.
All right, so 7R1G then, if I'm rerolling one. And okay, let's see how this works. Okay, so the glitch die came up no result. I got 1 hit on my attack, but I still have more edge, so I'm going to post-edge that.
Okay.
Oops, wrong button. Where is it? I don't see a button. All right, 1 hit on...
Just roll 6?
7. So 6 yep. dice, yeah.
Ugh, crap. That's aww. 1 hit altogether. So, yeah, I just spray off some bullets.
Wait, you pre-edged it, didn't you? Oh, wait, no, you didn't. Never mind.
I did not, no.
Okay. So, yeah, just 1 hit, and,
well, let's see
yeah, you try to pull up, but you've still got all these robot guts, all over your arms, and it's, you try to make the shot, and you pull the trigger too soon, and your burst cuts off where you can readjust your aim directly onto Officer Friendly's, beady eyes.
All right, well, I'm still gonna put some distance now between me and Officer Friendly, and... whatever
you could
the hell
swear that it winked at you.
I run faster. I will spend a plot point to double time it. That leaves me with 2 plot points, I believe.
And me with 6, if my numbers are right.
Yeah, so I've now moved 4 moves away from the exit from the building.
You've outrun Heaven.
And then I think the next person is Hazelnut.
She's going to keep moving. Try to be hidden.
Give me a sneaking roll as you attempt to disappear into the woodland. You know, as much as a small park in the middle of a city can be called a woodland.
That'll have to be 3 hits on 14 days.
Okay. You've concealed yourself amongst the trees.
Woohoo! So, I guess still moving, so at half speed or whatever that might be.
No, it's just 1 move plus your action, basically.
Okay. That then.
And you can see through the trees that the building itself, you've got cyber eyes, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. You can see that the building itself on AR has overlaid itself with a slowly strobing red light. It's kind of fading in and out red. It's not like a frantic, you know, disco light, but it's got more of a slow menace to it.
Sounds good. Let's get as far away from that as we can.
I'm glad we're leaving.
Jesus, back up to you.
Is everything dead?
No, nothing is dead.
No, but you can't see anybody else.
But a lot of people like to think of you as dead.
I'm running and zapping that damn flying drone again because it shot at me and I did not appreciate it.
It looks like one of those forced updates that you crammed down its throat earlier. upgraded the firewall enough that this new attack fails against it. And Heaven, your turn.
We're out of there's no drones in immediate sight.
That's correct. You're far enough away. There are no drones in immediate sight. You spot a glimpse of Hazelnut taking cover within some shrubbery.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, let's try. Let's. She's going to start moving her way, you know, towards where we came in, and just while still hidden, moving as quickly as possible. Once out in the open, that's going to be more like.
It doesn't take that long to get to the far side of the little park that you're in, and there's, you know, a wide open street that you're going to have to cross. And then you're back onto sidewalks and whatnot, so you're going to lose any cover if you keep going that way.
Yeah, no. She's gonna keep going.
Okay. Are you still running flat out?
No. Like, as soon as she's in the open, it's more that polite hurry, like somebody who's maybe stayed at the gym too long. That's why the duffel bag, you know, stayed at the gym too long, need to get
duffel
home.
Duffel bag the size of a person.
Yeah, well, you know, lots of gym equipment. I don't know. But yeah, like somebody who was in a I guess slight hurry, but not flat out running.
Yes. The ghoul in hoodie carrying a person sized duffel bag. Totally not suspicious. Nobody would look twice at that in the middle of the night.
It's not the middle of the night. We did this like early evening. It hasn't been that long, has it?
Yeah, there's probably still people coming out of the commons after having dinner.
Yeah, you've got that in common. You both have leftovers.
Oh god.
Doggy.
Yeah, an orc on a university campus is totally not a suspicious thing, just in general. Anyway, it's time for drones to do bad things to people.
I only did one move away from... No, I did two moves away from the Officer Friendly last time.
So Officer Friendly is going to draw and shoot a taser at you, and Officer Flying Drone is going to be shooting at Jesus. So you can both make your resistance rolls if you'd like.
Okay.
All right, I got two hits to not get tased.
And I got two hits to not get shot.
And I got two hits as well for both of those. Twos all around. Nobody gets hurt. Yay. Except for that poor innocent tree that's just got 10,000 volts through it.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's just stun damage.
Better the tree than me.
Oh. Yeah, that tree's not going anywhere for a while.
I mean, what kind of plans did it have anyway?
Well, I know it wanted to leave at some point.
Oh,
yeah, now we get to the root of it. I think it's
all
my
right,
turn.
So, yep, Mikey, your turn.
Let's see, Officer Friendly, did he move up at all before he shot at me? Is he still two away, or?
He moved up one, so he was just near.
Alright, I'm gonna keep moving then. I'll fire off a burst from my MP5. Actually, I reach in my backpack, pull another clip, load it in, rack the slide, as I, squeeze off another long burst, firing it back at Mr. Friendly. Just sort of like yells, ah! Like, and then I'll run back to kind of keep going away and towards the safety of the water management runoff system.
Sewers.
They're not sewers.
I mean, water management runoff. That's sewers.
Let's see. So I've got two hits. I still have more edge left, so I'm going to use it to reroll for three hits to shoot Officer Friendly again. Hopefully for the last time. Ah, damn!
Officer Friendly, with the speed of light running through its circuitry, casually sidesteps your obviously telegraphed attack.
Alright, well, I moved one away, and my calculations are wrong before. I have one plot point left. I'm going to hang on to it for now. So I just move one distance away at this point and hope Officer Friendly doesn't tase me.
Hazelnut, you are hidden within the shrubbery of the park. Are you going to do anything else at this point, or are you staying where you are?
I'm going to keep moving. I'd like to stay undercover as often as possible.
I mean, you can up until you leave this park, and then you're out into a, you know, wide open street, sidewalks, that sort of thing.
Well, assuming that the growth of the area is about the same. I see trees all on the road. I just might not be able to walk on the sidewalk.
This is Las Vegas. Unless they're specifically planted there, there's very little in the way of vegetation. Lots of xeriscaping with rocks and concrete and whatnot.
No, that's fine. I'm going to get as far away as I can while undercover, and then as soon as I break free of cover, I'm just going to walk casually, like a student.
All right, a little behind the orc with the big body and a duffel bag.
Sure.
And back up to Jesus.
I'm going to get that drone this time. I can feel it. With a solid 3 hits.
Are you happy with 3 hits?
No, but that's what I got.
Do you have any more teamwork there, Hazelnut?
No more edge, no.
Ah. Yeah, does nothing to that drone. Heaven, you are continuing. I'm going to assume you're out of combat at this point, pretty much.
Yeah, unless you're throwing something else at me.
Not yet. Not yet. And the drone's turn. Another, let's see. It's moving after Mikey, and the flying drone is shooting at Jesus. And let's see, you're only using one movement, right, Mikey? So it can use another movement to stay even with you and take its shot. It's another taser dart comes whipping through the darkness at you.
I got 2 hits to avoid being tased.
The assault rifle's 3 hits are nothing against Jesus's 6 hits to dodge. But the 4 net hits of that taser dart slamming into your back and releasing 10,000 volts right into your nervous system is not a friendly thing. I believe that is 11 stun you're looking at.
The tasers do 6 base, and he's got 4 net hits.
Oh, I was looking at stun baton. So, yeah, 10.
I happen to know because I own one, so... Well, this character
has gotcha.
So, yeah, so that, like, blasts at my armor, which, like, starts to smoke and sizzle and pop, and bits of it kind of spark and blast off as some electronic components get fried. So my armor is toast, and then I take 4 points of stun damage?
Yep.
Beyond that? Okay.
Ah! That's not very friendly!
Stop resisting.
I guess it's my turn then.
Are you going to stop resisting? Allow the current to pass freely through your body?
I think I'm going to resist harder. Like, now this thing is just fragging pissing me off. I stuff the MP5 back in the backpack, zip it a little bit so that, like, only the folding stock is kind of sticking out the top of it, and it's not as likely to fall out while I'm busy doing this. And then I just leap at the thing, like, snarling at it, like, I have my hands up in the air, claws bared. I'm going to rip this thing to tiny fragging pieces. That hurt and pissed me off and triggered something deep and ghoulish in me that was not normally a part of Mikey's life before his transformation, his killer instinct. And I think I will glitch die myself on this. Hey! I got 3 hits plus an exploit, and
And on 14 dice, the drone got no hits.
14?! Wow. Jesus Christ! What kind of drone is this? Or whatever was this, is the important
Isn't
part.
Isn't it agility plus logic to dodge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a drone.
Okay. Well, I do 8p plus whatever the exploit is. Is the damage alone enough to finish it off, or is it still up?
That's 8p total?
Yep.
You know what? With 8p and an exploit, I am going to say that not only were you able to rip this drone into pieces, but you're able to take a chunk of it and hurl it through the air at the second drone. And the overflow damage from this attack gets applied to the other drone.
What? Yeah, just
taking both of them out.
This defiant roar at this... And then, like, turn, and I'll take my move action to... Beat feet out of the park.
Victory!
Now run.
Yeah, I'd actually like...
A chunk of Officer Friendly's face stuck into it. The flying drone spins, turns, and crashes into a tree.
At this point, I'm going into running now, bolting out of the park towards the tunnel. But, like, at first, in the state that I'm in, I'm just, like, running with my hands out, claws bared, probably, like, hood is kind of tossed aside at the moment, just with this, like, feral roar to my face. Just running out. If anyone seems to, like, look at me or anything, I'll just look at them and go, Wah! I seem to have gone temporarily feral.
Yeah, you guys can hear the sounds of sirens from the east. Only a few blocks away is where the UNLV police headquarters are.
I run forward a few steps, kind of catch myself, and pull the hood back up. Just say, we need to go faster.
Christ, Mikey, what the fuck?
Just sort of give you this grin. It's just this wide, almost Cheshire-like one showing all these jagged, pointed, yellowed teeth.
I run.
And you see my aura looks, yeah, something's flipped. I seem a little different. Like, it still looks like me, but, like, it's a lot brighter and, like, kind of swirly and maybe a bit confused, but also in this state that's like, it definitely seems more, I don't know, instinctive.
That is not okay.
Right, and yeah, Mikey's point here is like he's essentially hauling ass, like just essentially running flat out for the parking garage, hoping everyone else is keeping up. But
well, I'm gonna stop leisurely walking and I'll run to catch up with everybody else.
Yeah, we're running now, I guess.
Okay, so you guys are all running south, and up ahead you can see by the apartments that you went past, there's a whole crowd of people outside staring in your direction.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mikey resists the urge to tear into them, cutting, slashing, biting, feeding.
And one of them yells out to the lead ghoul in the pack. I believe that's Heaven. Hey, what's going on up there?
Oh shit, Heaven's not good at lying. And to be honest, neither am I on my feet.
I step up and say, it's that crazy Doc Daniels! He did something back at the science lab! It's an outbreak!
Rah!
I'm not even trying to be all that convincing, but
all right, why don't you give me a con or intimidation roll?
Jack of all trades, I got one hit. Whether it's con or intimidation, I don't care.
What? Hey, is that guy have fangs?
I just sort of grin at him, showing off all my teeth as I run past.
I think that was a ghoul, man. Nah, that wasn't a ghoul. He was talking. No, see those teeth? You guys run past the crowd of students. And head into the parking lot, and then down into the stormwater runoff system, the sewers, if you will.
Water management runoff system. I've memorized sewers. This, so I can say it instead of sewers every time.
They're sewers. Get over it.
Let's go. Drones can fly down sewers.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to stop hauling ass until we're, like, at Doc Winter's place.
Yeah, that sounds that about sounds right.
Good. Yeah.
We might pause for a bit of a break to catch our breath from time to time, but then just start running again as soon as... At least that's Mikey's instinct now, is to just got to keep putting distance.
All right. Eventually, you guys do arrive at Dr. Winter's place. The doctor is there. Looks like he's... sitting and working on something with his AR feed, dictating something in about non-standard resuscitation parallels, other interesting or perhaps not phrases dealing with his work. And you unceremoniously dump the duffel bag in front of him, or...
Oh,
Mikey looks over
before,
Heaven.
Before we bring him, like, before we get into Doc Winters, I'm gonna slap my stim patch on this woman to get her to wake up so we can at least bring him a conscious one this time.
What are you doing?
Fucking, he needs her head, right? She's gotta be awake for that.
The last one wasn't awake, was he?
And he was nuttier than usual. He wants him awake. Just trust me.
Where am
I? What are you... My God, you're gonna eat me! Oh no!
Don't worry.
It's not us you have to worry about.
After Daniels takes care of you, you won't really be all that concerned about our eating habits.
Heaven's just gonna kind of manhandle her into... plop her in front of Daniels.
All right, Dr. Winters turns and says, that was quite quick. Good job. Would you help me put her into the device here?
Yep.
Begins arranging his equipment around it. Dr. Hart is looking about frantically. What's going on?
What does this machine do anyway? What are we grabbing these people for? We want a nacho cheese rat dipper for.
That's motivational fear avoidance and inescapable overwhelming and positive sense overlord as applied to paraspecies endemic to urban environments, thank you. Not nacho cheese.
It was nacho cheese.
It smelled like nacho cheese.
It was definitely nacho cheese.
Oh God, you're gonna kill me in these sewers, aren't you?
Someone will, yeah.
We're ghouls, and it's a waste management runoff system.
They're sewers.
Get it right, woman!
Ah, now, you don't have to worry. This will all be over soon. And Dr. Winters begins hooking up the various apparatus to her head, and sits down in another chair next to her and attaches it to his. And
do you think she's going to be okay? I had a pound her on the head once. Is it something that gets in the way of what you do?
What? You pounded her on the head?
Mikey, don't volunteer information like that.
Oh, no, it was more of a, you know, like kind of make a knocking gesture. Like I'm knocking on a door.
Oh, okay, okay. And he continues with his work and starts it up. Dr. Hart begins shaking. Her eyes roll back into her head, and she starts with this keening wail that surely cuts out and starts up again in a much deeper, deeper tone of voice as Dr. Winters keens and yells. And then they both slump before Dr. Hart raises her her head up. Ah, that's much better, she says. Now, oh, frag, not again. And she starts shaking against the restraints.
What
the fuck? Let me go. Let me out of this.
Uh-uh.
Wait, did you just do a Freaky Friday thing?
And Dr. Winters raises his head up.
Which one?
And looks around the orc.
No, Haley Mills or that love bug chick. That doesn't matter. Never mind.
What?
And he stands up and oh my god, what have you done to me?
Oh, you're hurt, aren't you? He did do a Freaky Friday thing.
What?
They swapped brains.
What the frag is Freaky Friday?
They trade places? Movie. Yeah.
The first one was better. The second one wasn't.
All I remember is they trade bodies for something, and I don't think this is a day-long thing, though.
And I think this might be a good point to stop for tonight. And let's
what?
Call it 5 karma apiece.
We did go over, I guess, but nobody seemed to complain, so I didn't draw attention.
Heaven is just like, what the fuck? this is great.
The Topps Company, Inc. has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Inc. has granted permission to the Arcology Podcast to use such names, logos, artwork, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with the Arcology Podcast in any official capacity whatsoever. All other works mentioned in this podcast are the property of their respective owners. Original content of the Arcology Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 unported license. So if you use any part of the show, please give us credit.